Street Chess Motherfucking Podcast.
Make some noise!
He's a legendary Queens rapper.
Hey, hey, Segre, this your boy N-O-R-E.
He's a Miami hip-hop pioneer.
What up, is DJ EFN?
Together, they drink it up with some of the biggest players.
You know what I mean?
In the most professional, unprofessional podcast, and your number one source for drunk facts.
Street Chess Motherfucking Podcast, where every day is New Year's Eve.
Let's go! It's time for Drink Champs. Drink up, motherfucker.
There's a site.
Confidant.
Producer.
Yes.
What's the criteria for the greatest rapper of all time?
There is none.
You gotta write your shit.
There is none.
You gotta write your shit. Everything 360 degrees gotta be authentically
you. There's rapper and there's MC.
Right.
I think there's
MC. What's the criteria for
pin game? The pin game.
Describe the pin game.
The pin game means
Rakim. Rakim's a prototype. Nas.
Scarface. There's so many.
There's a lot.
Andre 3000.
How do we not know somebody else gave them an idea? So what's the criteria?
I'm saying to you, everybody's inspired by something.
Exactly. I was just about to say.
Right?
So what's the criteria?
Okay, again, I'm saying, guess what? I'm able to look at you, and guess what? I'm painting a painting. I'm saying that don't mean that I'm saying I'm not the most amazing painter because I look at you and I'm inspired by what you got to do. Period. I'm saying that I still gotta do the work, but I'm saying I'm inspired by what your life
criteria?
Is. Again, that you're able to pin it.
Right.
That you're able to pin it.
Even if you may not
even if somebody, even if somebody gave an idea?
No, idea don't matter. I'm saying you got
to life is an idea.
In a studio,
let me share one thing.
Right.
I used to be in a studio with Dr. Dre, 2000. The Eminem is just now coming around. No, this is before M. And one day Dre said, you know what's funny about you? He said, I didn't know this about myself. He said, you fucking, all your conversations, and within an hour or 2 hours, we hanging out, you hear a beat, and then you write about everything that we just talked about. I was like, I didn't even know I do that.
Right.
He's like, you an ill nigga. Like, you soak up.
You absorb it.
I'm absorbing it. So, of course,
D-Dot's gonna say some funny shit.
I'd be like, that's a bar.
But everybody.
That's what I do.
Yeah. That's what you do.
I go to a barbershop and I go, yo, what y'all think about this shit that happened in the news today? And I sit back and
look at Cole.
Yeah.
Look at Kobe. Kobe's whole get down is Michael Jordan. But he had to do the work.
Mm-hmm.
That's what all creative people
do. Based on what you said.
Look at me.
Lyricists we know. I'm talking about super lyricists we know. From yourself to whoever you consider, because everybody's top 10 is different. What I'm asking is, if you can literally tell me that you can create a criteria.
You can't get something from nothing.
This is what I'm saying. If you could create a criteria that all of these guys would be able to fit into, and then you can judge them from that. So, for example, I don't know who your top five is. I don't know who everybody's top five is.
I'm saying you got a top 20.
Right.
I can't have five because that's my point.
Are you just throwing 20?
I'm going to tell you why. Because
no, I'm sorry. Are you throwing 20 rappers on the table? You throwing them 1 through 20?
Oh, no, I won't.
No, that won't be in any order.
I'm saying if the criteria is three things, let's just do three things.
Lyrics, originality, delivery.
Stage presence, the delivery on stage. Because the MC.
Delivery being
absolutely not.
What's the criteria?
Rakim is the most boring rapper, and that's my man to death. But we, come on.
He's not boring.
What's your criteria?
I'm telling you why he's not boring. When he listens to him, you see it.
When you see when he grabs the mic and I
points at what I'm saying to you, what I'm saying to you, this is my man. Rakim is my man to death. But he never took the time to create a stage show.
Now we're talking about
a stage show. No, I'm saying how y'all could get that. Now we got a performance. Stage show. Bring it up to my mind. That's what I'm saying.
I think if we accomplish anything, we've actually accomplished nothing. Art is subjective.
Exactly.
And that's
what's the criteria?
We established that we cannot because each person has their own criteria.
Okay, let's go. Let's do this. I agree with Charlie. Let's do this.
The greatest got to write his rhyme.
Let's do this. Lyrically, go.
Who? What?
Lyrically, just one criteria. Lyrically.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Who's the best lyricist? Go.
Oh, mine's Melly Mel. Period.
For me?
Yeah.
It's Jay-Z.
Go ahead, Harris.
Nas.
Karis won.
For me, it was Big L.
Nas.
You talk
Tone.
Somebody's moaning.
I hear moaning and all that.
I'm going to say Nas.
So now that's
so it's all subjective. It's all subjective. It's about where you are in your life. You know what I mean? For me,
see, the thing let me tell you something. I apologize. And I love you guys. Everybody, I loved every speech that you guys spoke about.
It's a super butt.
It's a super butt. And the thing about it is, right? It's like I could never live your life, either. Meaning, I could never produce. Like, I could see music, I could hear it. But I can never press. I can never press a button.
But I ain't producing. Press a button.
But what
producing.
I'm saying, that, you know what I'm trying to say. I can hear comedy.
I got you.
I can see it, but I can never actually perform.
Richard Pryor got Rob, I can see how he's considered the greatest.
He is the
greatest.
He got jokes written for him. Come on. It's either yes or no. He's the greatest. But he's considered the greatest. How you going to do that in comedy?
He goes on stage and performs, and somebody goes, yo. When you said that, you could have said this.
Hip hop is the only art form isolated to, I'm talking about real.
You see?
Keep it real.
See?
That's the only one.
That's not a fact.
It's a fact.
Okay, wait. He wanted to be Will Smith. He just said, we don't consider Will Smith real in hip hop.
No, he didn't say that.
He never said that.
He said he wanted to be commercial, right? He wanted to go that route. How do we think about that?
He wanted to be commercial, but he shot a nigga.
Eminem told me and Jeff and Will to his face the only reason why he even rapped was because of Will.
That's still on the road. I'm saying Will made him realize that you don't have to be from the fucking hood to be able to do this.
This is an art form.
On record, there's battles that Will's battled. He hasn't lost a battle yet. I'm talking about on record. Okay? Yeah. So let that be known. Let that be known. And the battles he's had. He had, I'm talking about memorable, historical, legendary battles. And guess what? He's won all of them.
He's ill.
You're saying Will Smith will take Raskin's
down. No, I'm saying all of them. Listen to me.
I'm going to
quit. On record.
Okay, so Charlie Mack, I just wanted to say this. This is the analogy I'm going to give you, V-Dot.
Please.
So, if we're going to a basketball game and I buy a shoe and it's called Air Jordan, right?
If you go to a basketball game and you buy a shoe to go to basketball.
So, real, I mean, I'm just counting your money.
I'm just trying to. Because you got, you go to a basketball game, you just buy your shoes.
So, I wanted to. I like Michael Jordan. I buy these Jordans. But if Jordan was on the court and then a little nigga from Tokyo jumped out his back and did all the dunks, I don't want the Jordans no more. That's what rap is.
Right.
If I find out there's seven little niggas hopping out of your back,
if you find out, if you find out,
no, you know what I mean?
If you find out is the key word. If you find out is the key word, you know who you should have on hand on me? Sauce money.
What are we doing right now? We showing our age.
Because
in this, the age. Listen.
Sauce gonna tell the truth. Cash, the devil.
In the age that we are, if we heard a nigga didn't really write the lyrics he wrote, we would be fucking blown away. If we heard LL didn't write, Let me get this.
Come on.
That a nigga you really respected in our age.
Oh, now you gotta really respect him.
In our age, if we heard a nigga didn't really write what he wrote, what he said, but in this day and age, Rick Ross didn't write something. He was really a cop when he saw a drug dealer. Niggas like, whatever.
Let me tell you why. The first time we ever heard about somebody not writing it was, I'm saying, really on a national level was Drake, and everybody was stunned.
Because we were
just saying,
nobody's arguing that Ja Lil was the greatest rapper of all time.
Ja Lil who?
You said Ja Lil from Houdini.
That's not a
Nobody's arguing that he.
But he still paid out.
But nobody's arguing that he's the greatest rapper.
They are. But they were.
Who the fuck is they?
Houdini wasn't a great group.
Yes.
Nobody's arguing that the best of all time.
I'm just saying.
Nobody's arguing that MC Light is the greatest of all time.
Writing has been going on since 1970.
But we're not arguing that they're the greatest of all time.
That we loved.
Huh? Actually, no, you're correct. Let me tell you why. Because I'm gonna tell you something. Watch this.
But
Kaz wrote Big Bad Hank's lyrics on
Rap. But nobody's arguing that he was the greatest of all time.
Who, Grandmaster Kaz? Changed his name to DMC because of GMC. GMC is the logo for every rapper. He still looks like this to this day.
Nobody said his name.
Big Daddy Kane, Kool G Rap have, if you ask, it Kumo D. Yes. Grandmaster Kaz. You're not going to do this with D-Dot on the normal show.
You didn't say his name I'm going to be on here.
I am Brooklyn Hip Hop.
But you're not even saying that just now.
And all these hip hop don't apply.
No, I'm
because
saying.
So what's the rule? What's the rule? What's the rule? What's the rule?
What's the rule? This is why. This is why this is the greatest barbershop argument ever. Because there are no rules and there's no criteria. There's never going to be a fucking answer.
I think in terms of lyrics. In terms of lyricism, you have to pin your rap. Shit. Everything else is questionable. Shit.
Everything else is relevant, like you said.
But guess what? Again, lyrics, you got
to
write.
To have a claim to be one of the greats, if you don't write it,
if you don't write it,
you got to do that, though.
You got to be one of the top five.
No, you agree?
Huh? No,
you agree in terms of top five lyricists?
Lyricists.
I give a fuck. I know I'm a top great hustler.
No, I said no.
Have I rolled on my shit? Absolutely.
No, no. I said, do you agree in terms of the criteria for the top five lyricists?
For great, yeah.
For lyricists,
yeah. Yeah, you have to write. You have to.
You agree?
Yeah.
Doc, you agree?
Absolutely not.
Yeah. I agree. So the room says.
If you're considering lyricists, though, I think that's very specific.
If you consider a lyricist,
that's specific.
You know what I'm saying to you?
That only.
But here's my point.
Because it's elements.
My point is, you break it down to just lyricists, he might be in your top five.
It may be.
Absolutely.
Okay, so then that's my point. If you're going to take the top five
but
lyricists...
Still, no, we just said...
Now that's subjective.
Who. No, we're not saying
because
who.
Because we're saying...
We're not saying who.
We're saying... I'm saying to you. Eminem is one of the illest motherfuckers in the world to me.
He top three.
All right, cool. But they are motherfuckers that probably can skate all over Eminem lyrically. But their records, their career might not have gone. So we might not even put them in the lyrical category because of everything else.
But that's a given. We know that.
So then my point is, how did you just do lyrics? Lyricism. How could you do that? That's like saying a nigga's great, but all he had was a three.
No, he's a great three-point shooter.
He's a great three-point shooter. Does that make him a great player?
That's great.
No, he's a great three-point shooter.
Like Steph Curry's going to be a great commonality of hip-hop
is the amalgamation of two things, the production and the MC. All I'm talking about. I never said who had the hottest record.
Exactly.
I never said who got the most bitches, who made the most money.
Who got the most Instagram followers.
Who got the most Instagram followers.
Who sat down and pinned their shit.
Right.
And then the other things are other factors that actually relate to why I helped Eminem in his career, bro, before Dre met him. And I told fucking Jay-Z
about the word help. You use the word help loosely. What does that mean?
It doesn't matter because that's a whole different story right now. I can tell that story later. My point is, I knew a white nigga in Detroit.
I think the bad rapper came
here. I understand where you're coming from.
But my point is, the only thing we're talking about is fundamentally.
Lyrics.
Right. So I understood that Ice Cube was dope. I love Dr. Dre. I love Eazy-E. Eazy-E didn't write. Ice Cube was a West Coast lyricist for me.
Because
he was talking that hood LA shit.
Yeah.
G-Rap was talking it a Queens way. And I fucked with it. But New York thugs and gangsters are fucking Italiano.
Dr. Dre is great.
We had Crips and Bloods in Mexico.
Dr. Dre is great. We consider Dr. Dre the greatest, right? You could probably state for a fact he probably didn't do every beat you heard his name.
Of course he didn't.
D-Dot is making his point.
What are we saying?
So to be a great producer, you had to do the drums.
Oh, you had to coach the
vocals. But now you're moving into something. No, I'm not. It's the same concept. If you get help, you get help. If you get help, you get help. Help is help. What the fuck is help?
We take a break like Scott
Storch. I asked you to explain help. I'm explaining help. But I wasn't talking about help. Something you didn't do. That's help. Something you didn't do. Assistance. Add-ons. Ad-libs, things that you don't contribute, that is called help. And if you have a project that comes out and there's any inkling of that help, are you still the greatest?
No, a lyricist. Lyricist.
Same concept.
No, it's not. No, lyricist not.
To be continued on Drink Champs.
Right. Wait.
Angry.
Wait. One question.
Yeah.
So you're saying any help across the board. Literally,
he's just trying to make it complicated. He's trying to make it complicated.
You're invalid.
No, y'all are saying you're
I'm
invalid.
Asking you.
Y'all are saying
you're invalid. I'm asking you. I think the definition is
valid.
I'm asking you.
I got stories with my own Drink Champs that I'm going to tell you some of the greatest names that have had help.
This was an announcement. Tell us, since I won't be here for the next one, tell us a song Biggie had help on.
D-Dot Angeletti.
Let it go, nigga.
Ain't that right, boo?
Let it go.
I just wrote true.
But that's not writing.
That is writing.
No, that's not writing.
That is writing because he needed to put something in there. No, I'm giving it to you on a small level. Listen to my point. I gave you that on a small level.
Yeah.
Because we gonna, I've got my own drink champ. Now, I want to say this for my own drink champ. But my point is, I use that as an example that I was in the room, so I contributed.
Yeah.
So imagine people that... Wait, time out. Let me finish. So imagine people that were in there longer with him. More confidential. You're not letting me finish. That are more confidential with him, meaning that can keep more things under wraps. You don't think that occurred?
I said, tell me a song.
I'm not doing that for that I'm gonna do that for my own drink champ. I need to get my biggie story.
I got arrested downtown Brooklyn one time. I ain't gonna tell you what I did. And they had me chained to the motherfucking bench in the fucking precinct.
Was there?
And I heard a commotion going on outside, and I'm like, what the fuck's going on? And it was bringing Biggie in this motherfucker. And I was chained to the fucking bench, and I'm like, oh shit, that's Biggie Smalls. And when I got situated and got out, I was walking out, and people was like, yo, did you see Biggie in there? And I was like, yeah, he in there. And they locked the fuck up. But I'm going home. That was my Biggie story. I locked up Biggie. No assistance.
No assistance.
No fucking production.
You should have taken
no help.
You should have gave it to me so I could put it in the rap.
What's your biggie story?
Yeah, introduce me.
What's your biggie story, Charlie Mack?
I did every show Biggie did in Philly. Every show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Every show. The last video did you see? From him, we got the soccer jersey on it from my show in Philadelphia. So every show he did in Philly, I did.
I was for that because I was there.
Period.
Salute.
Period.
That's what's your biggie story?
So my biggie story is I was there.
Matter of fact, I did Pac's last show in Philly as well.
Oh.
Yeah.
When he what's did. Your, like, story? Yeah. What's your biggie story?
What to Call Him was out. Flavor in the Air. My first record is out. I got to do a show. I'm opening up for Biggie, but he's double booked. So the nigga cuts me, does the show, murders it, and then walks out like, kill that shit, Rask. And I'm like,
yeah,
I can't come out.
What's your biggie story? What's your biggie story?
Oh, I got 15 million biggie stories.
Yeah. But listen, this is
the best biggie story I could ever tell you was one day, it's the Puerto Rican Day Parade.
Oh, I already like this story.
And Big, he actually thought he was Puerto Rican. I don't know why.
He's like looking in the mirror.
Like, I don't know if y'all know. Like, it was a famous weed spot called Branson at the time. Every fucking rapper in the world
would go to Branson.
I
remember in the raps.
So I stood there, and Biggie, he came to Branson. But here's the funny part about it. It's not. That's not even the funny part. That Biggie came to Branson. It was Bobby Brown.
Wow.
And Bobby Brown pulled up. And when Bobby Brown pulled up, I was like, oh shit. This is the
most. We don't have enough weed.
No, this is the most racist I ever felt in my life. Like, ever felt in my life. He looked at me in the media. He was like, aren't you Spanish? I said, yeah. He said, where's the cocaine? I said, damn.
Wow. Tell me that's a story.
I love it. This is why Biggie's the greatest. Because I said, everybody tell me the Biggie story. Everybody got a fucking story. It don't have nothing to do with somebody helping them write it or producing it. It's that nigga
he
got
loved
to iconically has stories to go around.
No, West Coast, story.
Fucking Philly, New York, Queens. That's why. Because it resonates with the world. You know what I'm saying?
Made me cry.
And that don't have nobody read it. Nobody wrote it. Nobody produced it. It resonates with everybody.
Premier gave me the other Biggie story.
But hold on. He just made me realize the other Biggie story.
Right? Yeah.
All right, what happened was, we had did a record called TONY.
Now Shane.
Yeah, Tony.
Top of the name. Come on,
yeah,
right?
Come on.
Like, you tell us, like, we didn't hear that
no,
shit?
That's his name. What I'm trying to tell you is, prior to it coming out, this was a Hitman production.
Yeah.
So Big, so
not
when
Shane,
you,
not Shane.
And I don't want to cry, but this, like, when you look at Big's last people that he called in that interview, that movie, and he looks at people and he goes, "Yo, I gotta call people, these last people." And Big called me.
Wow, bro.
And he said, "Yo, I wanna get on this record. I'm gonna get on the remix of TLNY."
Yeah. Right.
Mind you, my record wasn't out at the time.
Right.
So when Big called me, I was like,
how the fuck you heard this?
What?
That's how I... Like, I didn't react, like...
We all had copies of that shit, nigga. Yeah. We all
know. Of course, like I said, fire. You know what a fire
is. I got one for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, at that time, like, I was like, damn, this thing got my bootleg.
Son.
You know what I'm saying?
This might not fuck with your story.
Yeah.
You know, my brother had a show on HBO, the Chris Rock show on HBO.
Yep.
It was the season finale. He said, yo, who y'all want on the season finale? Who you want to perform on the season finale? I said, yo, you got to get Biggie.
Yes.
He called his people. Biggie said, yo, I'll do this season finale, but I can't do it this week. I got to go to L.A. for the Soul Train Awards. Strength of Brooklyn. He said, I got to go to L.A. for the Soul Train Awards. I'll do it after that. Never came back.
God bless you, man. We had the Low Isles Mansion, my peoples, it's up. Yeah, let me just tell you something. I want to thank you, Charlie Mack, I want to thank Tony Rock, I want to thank Raz Kaz. I want to thank D-Dot, of course.
Oh, man.
Definitely.
Bad rapper.
D-Dot, an argumentative motherfucker.
That's what this platform is. This platform is for people to be argumentative, because it's no way, shape, form, or fashion I should ever agree with you in any way, shape, form, or fashion. If this is how you feel, and that's how I feel, and that's how he feel, and that's how he feel, we should always, you know, feel that way. And the thing about it is, I was so happy of your opinions of the 90s. Like, you have a total different opinion from everybody here.
He's an architect of the 90s.
So this is crazy.
You're an architect of the 90s.
So before we get up out of here, you're telling us, because this is what I want to be clear about.
Be clear, Crystal.
I don't want to ask this question, by
please
the way.
Please do.
Are you saying Big High help?
I didn't say Big High help.
I'm glad.
But I'm saying Big had help. I'm saying Jay had help. I'm saying Jay had help. I'm saying Grandmaster, this person. I'm saying these guys had help.
Okay, now,
what form of help?
Nah, this is
where y'all get into all that extra shit.
If you making.
So this is what I'm gonna stop.
I bet he ain't do that to me.
Once you say he had help, I get it, right? But there's different types of help,
right? Yes,
right.
There is a help where you say, okay, I'm gonna help you put in the truffle and the truffle thing. doesn't necessarily mean I made the truffle dish.
Or I'm gonna take the bags out the car.
Take the bags out the car.
If I'm making scrambled eggs and I say, pass me the black pepper, that's help.
Look at D-Dot face.
His
face didn't really crack
in that system. I know what he's
a little worried.
He's got another word. So what he's saying was, he said some rappers.
I'm a little worried. His face didn't crack.
He said some of your greatest had writers. They stole. Blah blah blah. So I know his. I damn sure would not.
Wait. So hold up. Why we not ask this question? As a rapper, did you have help? Did you have help or did you have assistance? Were you inspired by or were you...
Or none of the above.
You and you.
Me, I've always had, because I got a producer.
You always had what?
I had a producer, so he helped me with a beat.
Nigga,
he
told you nigga could write for me.
Nobody ever wrote nothing for me ever, right?
Nigga could write for me.
Help, assistance?
I need you.
You had assistance?
Write for me. I'm still looking for you.
Hooks.
I've had to think. I'm signed to a major.
You had somebody write hooks for you.
Think about this. We were signed to major label.
So somebody wrote hooks for you.
No, Tony. Let me finish, bro.
This is not easy.
I'm just saying. So think about this. You can do a record and your company says you got to fix some of the lines. So you had assistance.
Right.
Because they're not going to promote the record if you keep saying I'm going to kill this bitch in the third bar.
Right.
I got to change the line. I got assistance. Now I might change it. They didn't rewrite it, but they told me I had to rewrite it. So you always are getting worked. It's a business.
Wait. Let's go to you. Help, assistance, or none of the above?
None of the above. Me personally,
Nigga, you had somebody make the beat.
Yep, definitely.
Yeah, that's right. That's it's assistance.
So that's assistance.
We all have to be assistants.
Pharrell made the beat.
Yeah,
right. We got assistants.
So everybody has assistants.
Right.
So everybody has assistants.
Right.
Yeah. He didn't write the lyrics though.
But at the same token, I understand where D-Dot is coming from.
Right.
Because the thing about it is, sometimes it comes a time to make a hit record.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, yo, you don't...
You gotta do what you gotta do to get that hit.
No, it's not filling that. The dots. No. If somebody come with... If Pharrell or Dre or whoever the fuck it is comes with this record, it's already set up. All I gotta do is fill in the dots. That's what I call it. My Dre record can fill in the dots.
That's all I had to do is... Wait, that's help / assistance, correct?
No, it's assistance. He's the producer.
That's my question.
Nigga, this shit ain't called
rap. No. It's a collaboration.
Right.
That's what it is.
Right.
It's a collaboration.
So... Go, D-Dot.
He knows.
It's a matter of semantics.
Right.
Collaborations. Assistance.
It's a matter of
raps. What I'm saying to you, nobody writes your raps. You're one of 17 million of us that have made attempt at this thing of ours called hip hop.
Yes, sir.
So the ones that have had help are the ones we are talking about. And specifically, the ones that have had help happen to be in some of our top 20s. And what I'm saying to y'all, is some things we know are factual.
Yep.
Some things we don't. What I'm saying is, everybody's top whatever is subjective because you can't have a rule on it. Because my top five producers for me have all collaborated.
Wow.
Right, but I think,
and that means that what does that mean? So Kanye, for example, went on a rampage. I ghost produced for D-Dot. Ghost produce. You heard that word?
Yeah. No, I heard him say that.
You heard that? Say that. Okay, cool. Meanwhile, his name is on the record. He got all his money.
Right.
Boom. But he is a term. It's not a ghost.
Right.
You're not a ghost.
Like, nigga, you collaborated.
You collaborated.
Right.
You co-produced.
Right.
So what I'm saying to you is, so if he just dropped off the beat and went back to Chicago, and then you heard a full song, what the fuck did D-Dot do?
Right.
By the way, if you don't even mention what you ghost produced.
So name the records. Was it the Benjamins? Was it Hypnotize? Was it Money Pop? Was it My Hits? Because your name was on those and you didn't go out. You never heard him say, nigga, I'm the one who did the Benjamins. You know what? And I can admit to you right here. Of course Kanye co-produced with me. But he dropped off a beat. Is that a full song? If we could all put out beat albums, I'd have Angela Eddie Island.
So when you say
I'd have Angela Eddie Island sitting next to Eddie Island. Somebody gotta finish the job.
So when you say true, is that co-writing the song?
That is absolutely. Did you say it? Do you say it? That's writing. I just wrote something you're saying. That's called an English word that gets said. If you would have said true in a joke on stage, and you said you would have said, I wrote true.
Before you said all that, you said semantics. Before you said all that, you said it's semantics.
It is semantics. Meaning semantics, y'all were using help, assistance, or collaboration. Y'all were just trying to use another word for saying somebody did something else to help.
There's a difference in, again, writing, I'm saying as far as lyricists. Lyricists, the criteria for a lyricist to me is writing the song.
Okay, we're all drink champs, right? So we should know the words angular, cassis, I don't even know if that's how you say it, opulent. If you aren't familiar with those wine terms, congratulations, you're just like the rest of us. I don't care if wine clubs and critics babble on about herbaceousness. I don't even know if that's how you say it. I just want to know, does it taste good? You know what I'm saying? Is it going to get me feeling nice? So we found First Leaf. This is the only wine club that's based on your taste. And we just received our first order of First Leaf. And the wines are great. Seriously, like, these wines, they're really good. And you can customize your First Leaf order by selecting the color, the wine regions, and frequency of your wine shipments. First Leaf then creates an introductory 3-pack of wine to get you started. And the wines they picked for us, I mean, at least for me, it was spot on. They all, you know, had variations. They tasted good. And again, the most important part, had me feeling nice. With First Leaf's introductory pack, you'll get all three for just $5 each. Normally, these bottles of wine go for $20 each, if not more. When your bottles arrive, rate the wine to get it personalized selections based on your unique taste. The more wines you rate, the better your recommendations will be. First Leaf eliminates the middleman and works directly with the world's foremost wineries in France, Italy, and Napa Valley. You know that's where all the best wines come from. First Leaf is my new favorite way to rate and buy quality wine. To order your 3-pack of introductory wine for $15, go to tryfirstleaf.com/champs. That's 3 bottles of wine for only $15 at tryfirstleaf.com/champs. Experience First Leaf today. tryfirstleaf.com/champs. Drink Champs Army. You don't want to miss out on this deal.
Writing a song, not like, again, a rapper, you know, he has a song.
So where would you put Pharoah March in your lyricism?
But again,
maybe in the top. No, you tell us who's the nigga that wrote all his rhymes with no assistance whatsoever.
Yeah, unless you have 100% some other knowledge.
That's my point. I couldn't. Because I wasn't there.
Rakim.
But I'm...
You're assuming or you...
No,
you know.
I know Rakim.
Okay.
Totally.
And I wouldn't doubt that because I love Rakim to death. Even the shit I just said about him was a brother talking to another brother, even back then, saying, yo, these other guys are putting on better shows. It wasn't a disrespect to Rakim. Okay. My point to you is, assistance is assistance. Y'all can dance around the words and all this other shit. If you get help and everything that you do is not from you, then you got help.
I'm isolated to lyricism. That's it. Everything else I'm saying is subjective, so again.
That's what I'm saying. And I know some of the illest lyricists that we would never talk about in our top five because of their other parts of their career that you look at them or they're who they are. But lyrically, I'm sure there are people that's greater than Big, greater than Jay-Z, greater than Eminem, greater than KRS,
That's black people in general. So they get better than Jordan in jail right now.
Black Thought might be
some people's
illest rapper right now. Some people, Big Pun gets arguably talks about being, who knows who's the greatest? Who knows? Because we can't put a category on it. Because if we did, half of the rappers we love wouldn't be able to fit because they didn't fit the criteria.
It's the unanswerable question. That's why when you go in a barbershop and ask this question,
that's the point of this conversation, though.
Yeah.
That's the point of this conversation. The point of this conversation is, I could care less. Like, you know, you can think whatever who you want to think. You can think who you want to think. You can think who you want to think. But the thing about it is, it's just hip hop. As long as we continue to love hip hop,
which is
that's the beauty.
Because the fact that we sit here not being a lyricist is not being hip hop.
The fact that we sit here arguing—that's
not true.
So that's what some people are saying.
I don't believe that.
No, he might not say that, but that's how they feel. Like that's what happened with me. Is that not what Meek said about Drake? That Drake is not hip hop because he didn't write his shit.
No. D-Dot. I 100% agree with you.
You do?
That I 100% because that was Meek's problem. Was he felt like that Drake didn't
belong? Yeah, it was softer. It was a different version.
No, he felt like Drake.
He violated your rule. He got shit written for him, so you're no longer official.
That was a mistake. Right.
And I'm saying to you, is that right?
No, look, it was a mistake.
The fact that we sit here arguing so passionately about what we believe in hip-hop. It speaks to the greatness of hip-hop.
Right. Yeah. No, gang but do we all agree? Do we all agree that when he actually attacked him for that, that was actually
and
a
that's
mistake.
Because
that was
that's
a mistake.
Because sometimes OGs, I'm gonna say this to the youth, I don't want to make it preachy, but we here for a reason.
Yeah.
And sometimes when you look to be the boss. With no, you know,
guidance.
All bosses were workers. All generals were soldiers.
That's why if you were
OG, and I wish the youth would understand that. So when you have a general next to you, you're trying to overstep the general when you haven't even became a corporal.
Right.
But if you're OG, you gotta teach the youth. If you're OG, you gotta teach the youth.
So that's where the mistakes are. We are teaching. This is what I'm saying right now. My point is, but they have to want to be taught.
Mm. No. Because they, when you were 16, you didn't even want to hear what an OG was saying to you. So you gotta force the truth on them.
Today's young boys.
They hard-headed and don't know what the fuck they know.
I'm saying today's young boy. For me, I'm saying, I only wanted to listen to old heads.
Yeah. Period. That's all I wanted to listen to was old heads. Period. I didn't want to listen to nobody. I'm an OG product. I can name 65-year-olds that I rock with right now.
Right.
Yeah. That's like, these are the dudes. I look for them dudes. One, because my father was in the wind at a very young age. But that's also a reason.
But you got to teach by example.
No, this is my point. Meek had a general in his midst. and through whatever God had planned, it separated. And then you can see the results of sometimes where our youth are not guided. That's all I'm saying. You can see it's written in stone. Yeah. You don't have to say it's written in stone. So what we're saying is sometimes reach back to the OGs. Look, not all of us are snakes. Not all of us want what you have.
They gotta
not
see it. The youth today gotta see it. You got a whole shit under their nose so they know it's stink. That's the youth today.
Okay.
It is a different way. It's a different way.
However, we can see OG and
be like, yo, he getting it, he's fly, he's whatever. I'ma admire him. I'ma fucking follow his lead. Okay, boom.
We never tell y'all gonna run the Super Bowl.
You said what?
We never tell you I was going to win the Super Bowl.
Oh, congrats.
I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, but we did.
Never saw
it. We doubted y'all for 15 years.
I didn't doubt.
I'm throwing it out there.
Yeah, I didn't doubt that. I'm saying
I'm just throwing it out there.
I'm throwing money too. I'm saying
this. Nah, you doubted it too.
We got on cameras.
You know y'all.
On cameras. Let's be fucking stay focused. I know we're all starting to stay focused on the fact that we did win that Super Bowl.
We brought Charlie back.
And the Minneapolis hell froze over.
Tony Rock, what's good, my brother? Gotta ask you.
Yes, sir.
You and Russell Simmons very thick
close. Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Let me say this.
This is what we take it from there.
His dick is everywhere.
Let me take it from there.
This is the way it feels.
Yo, this is the reality of it. This is the real shit. This is 2018. In the last 5 years, Russell Simmons has been the most influential person in my career, more so than anybody else. This is a fact.
That's true.
This is a fact.
That's true.
This ain't no accusational shit or no speculatory shit. Russell has been more influential in my career in the last 5 years than anybody. Now, let me get this straight. So, for the listeners, rape, horrible.
Yes.
Rape is the worst thing ever. To take something from a woman or a man that didn't want, it's the worst shit ever. Sexual assault is the worst shit ever. To have to live in a secrecy of what you went through and not tell anybody and not feel like you come out, worst shit ever. Sexual aggression, it was a new term that I just was made aware of. Horrible.
Yes, isn't that just flirt now?
Yeah, it's a new term. It's sexual aggression.
If you send a drink to a girl, listen,
45% of women, I did the research, 45% of women in America think if you send a drink to a girl in the club, it's considered sexual aggression.
Yeah, that's crock of shit.
Sexual aggression. If you compliment a woman on something physical, 45% of women in America think it's sexual aggression.
Yeah.
So you gotta watch what you're doing, watch what you're saying.
Well, tell them.
But with that said,
yes, sir.
Russell's been the most influential person in my career in the last 5 years than anybody. Right. He was the nigga that fought for me to host All Deaf Comedy. He was the one that fought for me to get movies and TV auditions and meetings. That's real.
Let me hold something.
I'm never gonna back him off that. But like I said, rape, horrible. Sexual assault, horrible. Sexual misconduct, horrible. My heart goes out to all those women.
Yes, sir.
If he's guilty, that's fucked up. But in the court of public opinion, people have already convicted him.
Right.
There's the court of public opinion, and then there's the real actual court. Let's wait to see what happens in the actual court. Because when he's cleared up, when and if he's cleared up, that's the worst thing in the world to be convicted of something like that and be innocent.
Yeah. But like you
it's
said,
the worst thing in the world.
But like you said, the court of public opinion.
Public opinion runs with it.
He can get found not guilty of all
charges. Public opinion already cast a verdict weeks ago.
But how about Bill Cosby? Because it feels like Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby ain't do nothing for my career.
What's there?
He made a song to be on stage. And speaking freely. Yes, that's true. But I mean, as far as what Russell did.
No,
I think Bill Cosby was going to get somebody.
I'm saying that's what Russell did directly.
He was definitely giving somebody like pails. I'm just throwing it out there.
Some pails. One of my mentors in this business, he went to law school and Bill Cosby paid for his law school.
But, and he got a girlfriend.
He got a girlfriend.
I don't know.
Bill Cosby.
Come on. Yeah. Let me just say something. The reason why I don't have love for Bill Cosby is because he never showed love to hip hop.
He made
Fred
Howard. That's love to hip hop.
Nah, he didn't like your son.
It is.
And his mom.
Watch this. Did you know he's actually from Richard Allen Project?
No, we know
in
that.
In North Philly.
And you guess know, what? Guess and you what? Know what he said?
Guess what? That Temple University is in North Philly.
No, and you know what? We 100% respect North Philly. We 100% respect that. Yeah. But when that man said that, yo, you guys got to take your...
Pull your pants up.
He just wanted to listen.
No, that was fashion. That wasn't the culture. That was a hip hop.
I think, back to what you said about old heads, right? Again, I'm saying an old head's supposed to tell you something. You might not understand it, right? So I'm saying again... I'm saying the culture of having your pants sagging was a penitentiary culture, right?
That's true.
So watch this. I'm saying 100%. So I'm saying again, if he's pulling your coat forward, don't be upset about it.
But it's a difference. Plus, it's a difference.
It's a difference of saying.
I'm exactly the same person as you.
Yeah, I came from where you came from.
Just do
old heads.
Old heads speak from their level of understanding.
Yep.
They don't understand this baggy jeans and the Tim's and the fucking oversized pants. I went to your brother's show.
Right? And you know who invited me to your brother's show?
Who?
It was Jay-Z.
Okay.
Jay-Z hit me and said, nigga, I'm in. I don't know why I put the voice like that.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Jay-Z was Iceberg Slim. Nigga, I'm at your brother's show.
I don't know why I put Jay-Z's voice like that. I'm so sorry. Apologize. It's not what I meant to do. Right? Apologize. You got it over there.
Come on.
It's covered up.
Yeah, because you're distracting. It's like you got pussy out. Just out.
Just say hello to you.
Okay. It's just pussy for no reason.
Hello.
Like, hey, how you doing?
No, there's a reason.
But if you didn't get advice, she's actually violating me. You're a married man.
I'm a married man.
Right?
She got pussy right
now. I'm a married man. You kept saying I'm a married man. I'm a married man. No, I don't want to move on. I want Charlie Mack to plead my case.
Please, Charlie Mack.
So do you feel the same way about a woman who breastfeeds?
What the?
No. Yeah, I feel like she violated me too as well.
No, but what I'm saying to you is that is a violation. If I didn't invite that to you, for you to be showing your skin and actually revealing yourself to me, I'm saying that's a violation.
So do you feel the same way about
that? Yeah, I sound like Sharia law right now.
But I don't really feel like that. That's not really good.
But what I'm saying to you, I'm talking about in terms of...
I like it. I just say it's not good.
But I'm saying right now, where the world's at right now, that's an inappropriate attire.
It's inappropriate attire.
I can't believe this is inappropriate. Let me tell you why it is. Because guess what? If the guy, if it was five women walking down, I ain't gonna say maybe. But I'm saying again, when she walked away, everybody went this way. Nobody look up here. Nobody. Right? That's what it is. Right? So again, I'm saying that right here. You didn't ask for that.
I definitely didn't ask for that.
Come on,
you
didn't ask for that.
I don't know him.
You're a married man.
I just did want to say
thanks
this.
A lot, Rat.
You guys, you said that microaggression shit where you can't buy a woman a drink, you're being rude. I just tried
sexual to. Sexual aggression.
Right. So what I was saying was, I flipped it because he was like, second time, he was like, yo, it's a lot of pussy for no reason.
No, but that's
so
my
I
friend.
So I started
that's
a horrible.
She's comfortable around me, I'm comfortable around her.
I know. But when Nori said, like, I keep seeing things I'm trying not to see.
But that's a great point you make, Joe. That's a great point they made, right? And Tony just said that she's comfortable around him, he's comfortable around her, right? But guess what? If she don't want Nori looking at her, and all of us here,
don't want Nori.
We have a pocket for that, right? So therefore, I'm saying at that point in time, she become violated. Because she's saying, I'm comfortable with Tone looking at me.
Right.
I don't want y'all looking at me. Period. Now, guess what? If she follow and say, you know what I mean?
She comfortable being around Tone. So she know around Tone entails this. Entails niggas like, yo, damn. She know that being around me. She know niggas like, yo, son. Oh, shit, look at this. She know being around me is like, that's what it is. It entails that. The niggas I be around be like that.
So you said, whenever you got a chick with you in that way, this is community property. Okay, whenever you got her with you isolated, it's community property.
It's not property, no.
It's community.
It's my property, but it's
your property.
Look at it and admire it.
So you can window shop.
Y'all can touch, y'all can't buy. You don't want them to appreciate that.
Okay, so back to my point. Isn't that a bit of a microaggression? Because you're bringing something.
Absolutely.
Look but don't touch.
Absolutely.
It looks really, and it's kind of overly nice
look,
and cool.
Look,
bring a nice bitch to all my stuff.
Look,
and then what about that person?
Be respectful and
how you
going to
be respectful if the girl got her vagina right and then go get your chin?
You can't respect the vagina.
The vagina on you is making
it's
you.
It's not on you, it's on me. It's on me.
No, it wasn't. Nori said he's seen it from.
He can see it from a distance.
Right, but he's seen it.
He's pretty close.
Yeah. It's on like for me.
Listen, man. That's what I do. I like to bring some entertainment wherever I go. I like to bring some
It was not my vagina, it was literally the upper thigh.
No, that's not what Nori. So now Nori, you're blind now, Nori.
This time it was the upper thigh.
No, I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about the vagina. You said camel toe.
Hold up, but she
I love camel toe.
You said you loved about it.
That's a totally different.
That's what you said you loved about it though. You said you appreciate that from her.
So
and at that point in time,
because I wanted her as a
friend. Are you comfortable right now?
Yes.
Do you as a friend, I appreciate it.
That
camel
is 100% me and my heart.
You comfortable
with
me? I definitely did. I wanted to be a Harvey Weinstein type of friend. Because it's different. You could be a friend, like a regular friend. You could be a Harvey Weinstein friend.
I don't want to be a Weinstein friend.
In just case you didn't know.
Okay.
My pussy's covered up now.
Yeah, but I'm just telling you. I'm the other side. Nothing more.
Because you had said the whole shit about microaggression, like even buying food. You said
sexual aggression.
45% whatever the fuck it's called.
45.
And I was saying I had.
She not bought on 45.
You missed my point though. I'm just saying. So with my sisters, I get it. If a dude buy you a drink, I watch women go to the club with no purse, bro. No ID.
Because a woman comes to a club with no money, is that invitation that I'm saying she's supposed to be?
No.
You're missing my point. If you know what, if they know what they're doing, I got homegirls. They hot. If they go with no purse,
right.
How do you expect to drink, but they expect to go drink?
Well,
so they're looking for, so people
in the social environment, and for the most part, man gonna take the bill.
Okay, so all I'm saying is though, you have to be you are complicit at some point in what you're putting out in the universe.
Right.
Right.
You cannot wear fucking raw fish and dive in the ocean and get mad at the shark.
Well, right. Again, I'm saying no. I'm saying, but the thing about it is, in terms of world, because you're talking about
you're talking about
yeah.
I'm not talking about you. You took it personal.
I'm saying
I only use her as an example.
I'm saying again, that's how he survived. I'm saying there's baby thorn here, right? So there's baby thorn here. I'm talking. You're talking about a woman and a man. We gotta have more discipline in ourselves.
Of course.
Nah, but he was addressing was when he said that the sexual aggression they're saying is now if you buy a woman.
No, it's aggression when I'm saying you come up to her. What's up, baby? How you feeling?
Of course.
That right there. But if she said, y'all speaking, how you doing? Right. How you feeling? You want a drink? And she accepts it. Right? Only when she accepts it. And she says no thanks. She says no thanks. I don't want no thanks.
Listen, if 25% of women feel like it's sexual aggression to send them a drink or compliment them on something physical, 55% of women, you don't see this fucking dress?
I'm addressing
what nigga, where my drink at?
It's not about
you know what I'm saying? So it's a difference.
They're not great odds.
It's like, yeah, right.
If Tony's saying, I should always, from here on, I can never meet a woman. Mm-hmm. I'm not married. Right. I don't have a girlfriend. So if I met a woman, and I didn't sit.
Why would Tony say that?
Well, I'm saying, you know, you would give us
statistics. I want to hear what you say.
No, you would give us statistics. I know, I love you. But the whole point was, if how do you meet a woman in a society where now nothing, like, so if I send a drink, I'm tripping? If we work together and I say, would you like to go to lunch?
No, you are. I'm saying, you're the society. No,
I want you to describe why sending a drink you tripping.
Okay, again, I'm saying to you that, again, you don't know whether that woman's married, right? You don't know whether that woman, yes, I'm saying, has somebody there with her right now. You might went to the bathroom.
If you
right?
send my so wife you don't, a you don't drink, know. Right. I'm going to shoot you. I'm going to throw it out there.
Exactly.
You're not going to know why.
And the thing about it, guess what? I'm saying, like, really, right? I've never had a drink a day in my life. So therefore, I'm saying to a degree, I'm going to be offended. I don't drink. So don't send me no drink, you know what I mean? Period. I don't drink. No woman should come to me and say, would you want to buy me a drink? No, I don't want to buy you a drink. Because I'm not going to put in you where I'm not going to put in myself. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I never drank or smoked a day in my life. So therefore, I'm not going to ask you, do you want a drink? And I'm saying, you don't ask me, can I buy you a drink? Period. We have conversation, and that's as far as it's going to go. Period. But guess what? The minute that you say no, or you say I'm not interested, I'm backing up.
Well, see, I think that's what the option is. That's I think men and women have to meet everybody anyway. And so,
if you're in a social environment,
I think we are so digital. I watch everybody I know. And as soon as we get out of this shit, everybody's gonna do this.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Motherfucker. So think about everybody that's
the 30, social connection is gone. Right.
We are not social, so now people are thinking sending you a drink is weird. That's like chivalry.
Because the social connection.
Guys, it's not though. Because I'm telling you, go back to what I'm saying again. Her husband could be in the bathroom, right?
But what if not? And what if she's all by herself? She's with her friend.
No, but that's what you
and
think.
It's girl.
But that's what you think, though.
No, what if she wants? I'm telling you, body chemistry and human beings.
No, but you can't read it that way.
They are non-verbal communication.
Right, but you can't read it that way. I'm saying the difference of. I'm a flirtation type of dude, right?
Okay,
I'm a flirtation type of dude.
Okay.
She can be a flirtation.
I'm not flirtation.
This young lady right here she can go, and I'm saying she can very well get up.
She's very
good. Guess what? I'm saying she can be just that. Just a flirt.
That's right.
And she said, I don't want nobody to touch me.
Of course.
It could be 10 dudes in this room, and she can say, I want to have sex with all 9 of them. And I want the one dude not to touch me. You knocked off all the dudes. Guess what? When we was on Run's house, there was 2 girls that was out with us for 3 months.
Yeah,
literally, I'm talking about from Run DMC all the way down to JJ Fad. I'm talking about those 2 girls were intimate with almost every dude on them. I'm not saying what dudes we were, but with everyone. And then one of the dudes, they just didn't want to have sex with.
Yeah,
and they were upset. Those guys
that
were
was an ugly nigga.
I'm upset. But she, guess what? It's her right to say no.
No means no.
It's her right to say no.
That's
right. So in a social setting, I'm saying be social. Talk. Right? I'm saying it shouldn't be a situation.
But sometimes you need an opening to people you don't know.
Right. The opening is
liquor.
No, it's not.
Girls walk up sometimes and be like, yo, can I hit that?
The opening is, how are you doing? My name is Raz.
That's you and how you do it. You can't tell everybody.
No, I'm not. Society is saying, okay, again, you go back. Like for me, it ain't bothering me because I've always been that type of dude. Like I'm like, listen, If you ain't feeling me, I ain't feeling you.
Right.
That's how I rock. So I can't understand how a dude can get down
on somebody. I only like chicks that like me.
Right, like me, exactly. That's how I always
I like chicks that like me.
No, 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 no,
you don't like me, I don't like you either.
But now, first of all, every nigga here.
First of all, I like your argument.
Every nigga here.
I want to throw it out there. Your black skin argument is fucking fantastic.
Black skin argument?
Black skin argument is fucking
fantastic. Oh, that shit was fact, though.
Yeah,
right. But everybody here is, you have a pedigree. So when you walk, before you come there, people already know who the fuck you are, your accomplishment. Not you every nigga. Now remember, regular, every human boy on the planet, you are D-Dot. You're a Charlie Mack. You're a Tony. Come on, man. Knock it off. Yeah. So your name's on the flyer.
Right, but I don't.
So when we talk to you,
right.
I don't even get to know how amazing you are as an individual.
To be honest,
so
I think
you gotta not play that game.
To me, I'll be honest with you. I'm saying, say as a woman that don't know me, right? I tell her my name is Charles.
Yeah.
Let me tell you why.
I say it right too.
Because I want to pull the wall down. I want to be strictly on the fact that it's our vibe. It ain't about, I'm talking about all of the trinkets. Because to me, that's weak. Because right. Guess what? There's a dude that I'm talking about that don't have nothing going on for him, but he got a couple dollars, right? And some women, that's what they want. For me, I'm saying, I want you strictly be invested
to get to
in
know
me.
You.
But see, the difference is, but me,
but I no wonder matter, even if you do that, look, bro, you got tails.
Cass,
they're going to start looking at
you. No. Nigga, I want them to know, yo, that's Tony Rock. And then I want to have a conversation with you. Look, I want to have a conversation with you and then realize, I want you to realize, oh shit, the chick, I want her to realize,
I want Anthony.
Oh, he really right. A down earth dude.
Right.
He ain't quartering who we right. Thought right. He was.
Right. Right.
He not quartering the TV shit.
Right.
He a real nigga from Brooklyn, New York that came from nothing and right. Made it to here, and he's appreciative of everything he has in his life. And that makes me more real to them.
But
that brings me down to earth to them.
I'm just
and
saying,
they meet me on a level. But they meet me on a level.
That's a different end. That's a different end than everybody else. That's all I'm saying.
I don't really get into this. I won't be married 20 years in September.
Congratulations.
I got a question. All the stuff you just said for everybody.
No.
What if the chick is not interested in knowing the real you?
Well, again, I'm talking.
The question is.
Wait. What are you saying?
I look at both of what they said. I look at what they both said.
You mean she's interested in me?
What I'm saying to you, to his point and to Charlie's point. Charlie's saying there's a way that he has been schooled and raised to approach a woman
right.
On the way to go. What I'm saying to you is there are women that are raised to accept that. Then there are women who he's saying who leave their house with the intent or not worried about your realness. Mm-hmm. Or how deep you are.
Right.
Their intent is to
right.
Get you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you're right.
So
to
my
me-
point is we don't have a radar on us to know which ones those are.
Right.
We don't, because there could be a woman, like you said, that is dressed just like her, that doesn't want anybody to touch her.
Right.
She just likes to dress like right. That. But we take that same girl, another girl that's dressed exactly like that, that got two niggas sandwiching up.
Mm-hmm.
So we equating that style of dress mm-hmm. As we can go after both of them.
Absolutely.
That way.
Are wrong.
But it might.
It's our wrong.
That's our wrong. But we don't know what their intentions are either.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But it don't matter where their intentions
right.
Are.
Right.
I'm saying their intentions don't matter. I'm saying to you,
their intentions do matter if she's aggressive
no,
with
no,
him.
I'm talking about in terms of what he actually, how he actually acts on it. I'm saying because she's dressed like that, she's not responsible for the way you act.
Wait. Hard. She's not the representation of what you're saying because she got
no
panties on. She's not about you.
It's not about you. It was a representation.
She's not
the
representation.
You said and something that happened.
She's showing
that exchange.
She's not the representation.
Made my brain think about.
You gotta do
what we're saying.
You gotta learn a thing called discernment. You gotta discern. I have discernment.
And she got panties out.
I mean, I got that good.
Tony Rock is definitely smacking her ass.
Right.
We cannot judge her.
Right.
And I will not judge you.
Right.
I just want you to know that.
Right.
I will still respect you. As a human.
It wouldn't make it so
as a human being.
Because it's not about you, it's about the individual.
No, I'm telling you, it's about me as a human. I don't disrespect you.
That's real.
Give me some sunshine.
That's a real
sunshine.
I love that you got gray, what is it? Burgundy?
I thought you were going to say intellect.
I thought
you were going to say
intellect.
I'm really, acknowledge your hair.
It was late. I brought it in statement, man. What the fuck?
I just want y'all to know.
This is like us.
That I respect you as a human.
I appreciate that.
Let you know, I respect you.
What did you say?
You just mumble rap right now, buddy.
I'm in the deep end.
Just gotta throw a skeet skeet in there.
Skeezy verse, my nigga. Stop.
What? I'm throwing shots at him all of a sudden?
Yo, are these pre rolls? Are these pre rolls right here?
Yeah, you can.
Are these pre rolls real?
Listen, just in case you don't know. This is...
Are these pre-rolls for real?
Yes, take them.
No, Tony Rock. That's a check. That's what that is.
No, let me just tell you something. No, let me just tell you something.
Yeah, it's a check.
This is real.
Marketing and promotion.
Yes, I probably come to product LA, place, and I used to go to all the weed spots.
He's taking all of them now. He's like, oh, I'm back.
Tony, you gotta stop.
You gotta cover it up.
You know my pedigree, nigga.
Her shit was like, you crazy. You gotta relax. Get it together.
It was a little too much.
I'm glad you covered up.
Okay.
I love this show.
You love this show, huh? So look, I used to come here. And I used to come to LA, and I was like, yo. I know, it's a little weird. Just coming, I was like, yo, I like this because this is already rolled up. And then it just so happens that I made a connection with these people.
Right.
That's where we at right now.
Right.
In a Lowe's mansion. And I just need, we just gotta make some more.
Yeah,
so we're gonna have a Dream Champs collaboration. We're gonna have a Norvig collaboration. We're gonna have everything in collaboration with these people. But what I'm trying to tell you is, this is real shit. It's very, very true. Like, very seldom, like, Chris Rock says, I like your pussy. And then.
What a segue.
And then Tony Rock, I'm sorry. It's very seldom. Like,
wait. Hold for edit.
Right.
Yeah. Go.
Very seldom he says, yo, I like your pussy. And then you go, he doesn't want pussy. And then you manufacture your pussy. and then all of a sudden it's great pussy that's in the world. Like it's just like that's Tony Rock pussy. I'm just saying, keeping it real with you. Like sometimes that's the way it happens. This is the thing that we gotta realize. Sometimes, as us, as famous people, you can give the dick to the wrong person.
Yeah.
Or sometimes you can give the dick to the right person. Right.
Where is this going?
I don't know.
It's a 50-50 ratio of wherever it's going right now.
But when you're... No, because sometimes we have the royalty dick. Right?
We have the what?
Royalty dick.
The royalty dick.
Royalty dick, yeah.
Very true. We're blessed people.
You know that means really fucked up because you can get royalties from commercials. It is a royalty dick.
We have royalty dick.
So the thing is, it keeps on giving.
You're like, I hate her. You have to
like, keep paying.
Because the thing is, sometimes... Whoever we kind of like smash. Roscas, you gotta relax.
I'm sorry.
Because he knows my ending comes in. What's the ending? You didn't know the ending?
Nah, I gotta go to bed. I'm waiting.
I know what the ending is.
Yeah.
She knows the ending. I'm gonna watch you. Tony Rock.
There is no ending, guys.
What's the ending?
Evan, what's the ending?
Listen, sometimes we smash things, right? And then these other people have other agendas.
right? Now, when we are, like, you know, starting out, we don't give a fuck about the other agendas. We just want to bust in your face. Just throwing it out there. I'm just, well, you've got
don't look at me
face.
When you talk about that.
I think there's no, I mean,
say now, Nori. See, it went different. You ain't catch it. It just went different. Did y'all hear it?
Yeah.
She said, don't talk about me. You said, bust in your face. Don't talk about me when you say that.
Nah, that's sexual aggression, right?
You see what I'm saying?
That was sexual aggression.
It shifted just like that. You see what I'm saying? It shifted. Pay attention to the fire.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Okay? Yeah. Pay attention.
See, us, as famous people, there comes a part in our career. People just want to take us down.
Right.
And they're going to say, we did sexual aggression. Mm-hmm. When we actually... Like you like to when I bust in the face.
No,
see, we got
hey. Not you, person.
Yeah, you said
I wish a drink to say.
So what about yo? What about those Eagles? What about the Eagles? The Eagles won.
How good did it feel?
Oh my goodness,
first
the most amazing ever. But did y'all see Black Panther yet?
Oh, no.
So it's on schedule to make like 325.
Let's finish the Black Panther conversation and then we're gonna stop. Because I feel like we're gonna be like
we on like 4 hours.
Oh, who's
the editor?
That's
a problem.
Yeah. Y'all gotta edit the fuck out of this.
Yes. You think?
No, here's the thing. Was the dopest shit ever.
I
didn't even see it yet, but it's the dopest shit ever.
Well, let me just
it's Black people in their
highest dude is dope. First of all, I don't want to ruin it for y'all. So if you haven't seen Black Panther,
I want to give it away.
There's literally a theatrical attribute that has never been utilized in the movie theater that they actually did.
Michael Martin.
Around the screen?
I don't want to talk about it.
Don't spoil it.
There's this theatrical thing that has nothing to do with Black.
Let it go.
It's dope. You need to watch it in a theater. Like certain movies.
You gotta watch it in a theater.
You gotta watch it just to understand like the dynamics. How much
not like the Tupac movie, because a lot of people got the same thing and then they went and watched the Tupac movie and they were like,
what'd you think of the Tupac movie?
That's what I'm saying. A lot of people say,
what'd you think of the Tupac movie?
No, I'm just saying, a lot of people say,
what did you think?
I'm just saying, a lot of people say,
that was tight.
That's what I'm talking about.
You saying the Black
Panther?
Tupac movie, what do you think?
I don't watch rapper movies.
I didn't enjoy it.
I don't fuck with rappers because they lie.
Tupac movie?
Yeah.
Rappers lie in their movies.
Charlie Mack. What did you think of this Tupac movie?
What did I think? I think that the gentleman that played Pop.
He was good.
He was good. I think the young lady who played Jada was good.
Right.
Of course, we know what I'm saying. Again, the overall story. Again, I told Benny Boom this. I said it's difficult. It's heavy. That's heavy lifting right there. When somebody, especially with Pac, mean to people, that's just heavy for you, man. Because I'm talking about for the same reason somebody love it, somebody gonna hate it.
I know the person that made the screenplay.
What do you think?
Average. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't watch rappers. You know what rappers do in their movies? You remember Dave Chappelle when he was born and he had the dick? You're a little baby. Yeah. You remember Dave Chappelle's show?
Yeah, I definitely remember.
That's what rappers do. My life was so hard. I had it harder than everybody, and I did it all by myself.
Right. And you got a big man.
I think they did it by itself.
Right. I think they should have did.
Every made man was at least made by a woman and another man.
I think they should have did three movies. They should have did. Into the Tupac movie.
That's what I said.
Into the Dr. Dre aftermath.
That's what I said.
Kept it going the whole history. Because you can't stop it and start it.
That's a tall order.
No, it's not based on accuracy.
Following NWA.
Yes. Oh my goodness.
Come on,
the bar, the bar is through the roof. And you're talking about F. Gary Gray versus Benny Boom.
It doesn't matter. The NWA movie is not.
Benny Boom the homie. Shout out.
No, that's not a good movie.
It's not a good movie.
I don't give a fuck. If I want to see fantasy, If I want to see fantasy,
that's what film is, though.
Wait, what the fuck are you talking about?
If you're doing a movie about shit that really happened, tell the story that happened.
But again,
have you seen the Notorious movie?
I don't watch
Rapper movies. Well, that is the nicest guy in the fucking world, the Notorious movie. But so what you said, he said it was a fucking shark and a shady motherfucker.
Let's not talk about
You said it was a West Coast rapper. I'm an NWA movie was an inaccurate. So let's keep it West Coast, because that's what we are experts. Shout out to the fucking West. We here, can we all be happy? Okay, I gotta take a piss at some point. Champs is here with us. Thank you. No, it's just not, first of all, there are New York people. I'm gonna do a D dot. I'm gonna save mine for my own.
Nigga, we New York people.
No, you know what I'm saying.
We New York people.
I know, nigga. Nigga, I know D dot with wise, nigga. Like, I know D dot.
We New York people.
My criminal homeboy, who's one of my best friends, who I met through Jay-Z. I know fucking D dot. Like, I know really, like, as a fan, I'm a fan of D dot. But long story short, if it ain't accurate, it's people that were there on the ground that can tell the stories about what happened at this place, when it happened, who did what, who got knocked out, who got fucked up. You don't tell stories on dead people and act like they got fucked up. You don't lie. So I don't like, I don't watch narratives of rappers for one. Because
when you damn sure they watch Notorious.
Because when a nigga pop, it reminds me of what rappers say in their music. All of a sudden, you went from broke nigga, then all of a sudden you get your first platinum record, and niggas be like, I got all the bitches, and now nigga, I was a killer. Like, wasn't you the humble guy that was sad about life? Your first two albums, you was a nice, good guy. All of a sudden, you kill everybody. You got all the dope. You the murderer, my nigga. You know Pablo? Every nigga know Pablo, bro. Knock it off.
Right.
Knock it off, my nigga. If you knew Pablo, you wouldn't rap. Nigga, my cousin is Barima Big Knight. Blue
okay,
bitch,
okay,
my nigga.
Okay, okay.
Well,
here we go. Who's the worst nigga with that shit? Who's the number one nigga with the fake?
All these niggas.
Who's the number one nigga? The number one nigga with the fake criteria. The number one nigga. Who's number one?
I'm never gonna do
who's
that.
Who's the number one nigga? Fake criteria.
Never said
number one nigga. Fake criteria. Who?
All these rap niggas.
Number one.
I don't like rap niggas. Come on, I'm a nigga that happened to rap.
The number one nigga. Fake criteria. Who?
I feel like he kind of.
Who?
Take the fifth. Plead the fifth.
Who?
Yeah, I will.
Plead the fifth.
No, I'm doing politics.
Yeah.
I plead politics.
Plead the fifth.
Politically, yeah.
Who are you referring
there's
to?
There's no win.
When I said what?
Number one nigga with the fake criteria.
Number one nigga with the fake criteria.
Who?
I don't even know what the fake criteria is. I don't even know what that means.
Didn't sell the drugs, didn't kill the niggas, didn't murder the bitches.
Why don't you say it then, Tony?
Didn't party in clubs.
Speak on it.
Number one nigga.
Speak it.
Who are you talking about? Number one nigga.
He got it. You feel some type of way.
Who is it? No, y'all rappers. I'm a comic, nigga.
You a rapper too, brother. Come on, let's go.
Who the number one nigga? Didn't murder niggas, didn't fuck bitches, didn't get money.
No, what I'm saying, he made a point about Pac representing something that he wasn't right now.
Oh, you said Pac? I said
the NWA movie was accurate, but everybody's inaccurate.
No, I thought he was referring to somebody.
Even with Pac, he made your first album,
you was this.
Now it's like Pac being Digital Underground and then being that.
So my point is.
I wasn't talking about Pac. I said the movie. I wouldn't watch
it. The movie, bro. Whoever. Somebody went from A to B.
I love it. I really
a lot of people go from A to B.
Okay, so my point is.
But specifically Pac, yeah.
But if you go from A to B, let's just use Pac for example. Like, no, speaking of Devin, I think he's one of the greatest to ever do it.
Yes, he is.
Once again, we have to look at. I was just making a point about you saying what do we consider the greatest and what's the top. Some of the things that he was doing was not authentic, according not necessarily what you said, but some people were saying that it's not authentic. You saying you doing one thing.
Well, you got to remember, Pac is still a East Coast nigga. And I always say this: think about Pac and Biggie. Them niggas helped design each other. Biggie, I heard because I was an industry nigga. Biggie Ready to Die did not sound like the same Biggie Ready to Die.
I agree.
Facts. I had it because I was an industry kid. Right. I'm already about to get signed. Ready to Die did not sound like that. It wasn't no fucking get Biggie Give Me One More Chance. It was not those West Coast records that we all influence each other. Pac and Biggie, I'll never speak on a relationship. Them niggas had a relationship. By the time I come in, by the time I come stay with Jay-Z, them niggas had lived and died, knew me a little bit. I'm a kid with a dream, and them niggas was showing me love. And I already knew y'all, nigga. You know I was fucking with nigga.
No, I agree with what I'm hearing is, like, when Pac actually, you know, got down with Big, first off, here's the biggest thing in the world that a lot of us skip over that program, was Pac was a fan of Big. Like, if you look at their movies, both movies, Pac was actually the person that gravitated to Big.
Think about this. Yeah. Biggie wasn't wearing no Versace. That was some Pac over here. That's him leaving the Bay, coming to LA. Like, you know what? I'm gonna dress up. I'm gonna start doing this real fucking flashy shit. Nigga, Tupac was a Bay nigga. He had a fucking stupid beanie on. But you gotta remember, Pac is still a process. He's a process of Scarface and fucking Tretch. That's why he's wearing chains and a fucking leather chain. It's facts. Yeah, so Pac is the East Coast nigga that get his dog years in L.A. in the Bay. Then he come to L.A. And he learn how to fly up.
So what I'm saying to you is,
I agree with this nigga.
There's a Tupac Shakur.
And I mean, I think everybody
that's
knows
every
that.
Human being.
No, there's a Tupac.
And there's a Biggie. There's a Biggie Smalls, and there's the Notorious B.I.G.
Yep, that's true.
And they are intermingled.
There's a Christopher Wallace. There's a Christopher Wallace.
There you go.
And then there's
it's the same thing he's saying.
No, what I'm saying to you is, unfortunately, like Charlie Mack said earlier, is that we equate their music with their human reality.
Right.
Exactly.
And I'm
that's
saying
what we're saying the whole
I'm
night.
Say, but I'm saying to you, whole that's night. Wrong.
You were saying writers.
I'm saying
versus,
that's wrong.
That's what we're saying.
And I'm saying, that's wrong. I'm saying to
explain
you.
Explain why it's wrong.
I'm saying it's wrong because here goes a guy that's hosting a great show out there. Shout out to Drink Champs. I'm going to clap myself. And
thank
DJ Effin. And DJ Effin. And you and me are doing our thing.
Thank you.
But
we need to know
here's a guy that said he admired a certain style of rapper. Listened to these style of rappers, but ended up going this way. Right. Had choices to make. Right. That's the beauty of hip hop. You had choices to make.
Yeah, we always.
Right. But I'm sure there was a path, a time of knowing your path, where Nori might not have felt like. I forgot, I think your last name is Santiago, but it might have been a record that you might have made that just been a little crossing your soul. It might have just been a little uncomfortable with who you were or who you were perceived as, but you might have been willing to try it.
I made 19 records that way.
Right. And so my point is, at the end of the day, that was probably a part of you that somebody brought out you to explore. No, but it also might have softened you up a little bit in people's eyes. It might have softened you up in some people's eyes.
He's right.
You see what I'm saying to you?
You're right.
So you actually are portraying something that at certain times ain't necessarily 100% how you want
to
be.
How people perceive me.
You created that perception. So when you go left, it's almost uncomfortable for people. We're not used to you like that.
Right.
I mean, I'm a perfect example. I threw on a suit this weekend. You would have thought I'd never put on a suit except for court.
I saw you in the suit.
Niggas was like, yo, I'm like, God damn. But the perception is every time they see me, I'm trying to be Russell Simmons. I'm just baseball hat and this and that. So if we create a perception and then there's a part of us that want to go left, we got to understand that you can't define me by that first perception you had of me.
That's
what we do for rappers. Nori can never ever go a certain way because we're going to go back, nigga. You probably got dudes right now, your fam, all that Pharrell shit, fam. I needed that T.O.N.Y. from you, fam. You're right.
It's facts.
But hip hop in general, we have to evolve. Meaning,
right.
what I mean is, yo,
evolution listen, takes help and assistance.
The thing about it is this, right?
No, he's doing it though. No, we all need help.
The thing about it is this: I would be a fucking asshole, right, to be the guy that says to Pharrell, "Yo, you're the only reason why I'm here." Now, the thing about it is, you guys could think that. Chill, relax. You guys can say, yo, you know what? The only reason why Pharrell is here is because Nori did a record with him, right? That's how you guys would think.
I don't know. Chill, let me think.
But I'm telling you, I'm the reason to say, I could care less. Pharrell, you're here. I think you're the one of the most talented people in the world. And I think that you would be here whether I was here involved with your career or not. This is how I think.
Yeah, destiny is destiny.
But destiny is destiny. Thank you. But I don't give a fuck. Like, I don't care. So when he's the person that he is without me, it makes me feel fantastic.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
It doesn't make me want to tell him, yo, nigga, you gotta stand here and you gotta salute me and you gotta do all that. Like, I don't want that.
No, it's real.
Because you're a real nigga, though, bro.
That's like somebody saying big wouldn't be big if you didn't get on that beat at that moment or that time, right?
Yeah, but I don't feel that way is what you're saying. I'm like, you
right. And I'm the same way. Right. Like, I don't feel that way. Like, look, I love Pharrell. Like, right. I really do. And I think Pharrell will be for who Pharrell is, regardless
of what he y'all were the vehicle for that opportunity.
But will I never acknowledge what we did? Yes. I'm going to always acknowledge that. And I'm always tell him, yeah, make sure, nigga, I seen you. You was wearing tight chains.
VA niggas, I just wanted to say this. Everything that we ever do in our lives, hearing your stories, like, you got to remember, this is my first time ever meeting you.
We met a few times.
I was so wasted. What the fuck was I doing?
We met. The thing about it is, again, I'm a student first and foremost. I'm a fan of.
This is my first time actually aware enough to know I met you. No. And I might have been in Philly or here.
No, yeah, I lived here for what. 10 years.
Tony, you gotta relax. No,
I'm not gonna lie. Tony, your name rings every bell.
This is not the way big chairs work.
And I never even fucking
saw this. I'm taking my gear to feel like
once or twice. No, you gotta relax.
I was like,
come on, Tony Rock, you gotta
wipe down. Representation.
Yeah, you may have liked my idea. Yeah. But my whole thing about Nori and everybody, like, what you said to me, honestly, on some real shit, like, those foundations, Boys to Men, or this, that, and the third, like, some of those people I know. I met them later in my journey, before I'm a signed artist. When I met Nori, I got the best story about really.
But I definitely don't got no Poison Man story. That was crazy. I need a Poison Man story.
I know Mark. I went to high school with Mark.
Yeah.
Mm.
I went to school for the arts. Exactly. I went to high school, but I was drawing. Yeah. I wasn't even on the rap shit. I was like 15.
When he left LA and came to Philly, he created.
And then I saw him, and I was like, yo, that's ill.
Yeah, bro, because I'm happy for you. Well, let me tell you what's wild about that. He left on the pretenses of being the Bobby Brown of the group. That was his sole reason for leaving him. He created a group and left the group.
But was Will Smith the Bobby Brown of the.
Of Jazzy and Fresh Prince?
Yes.
No.
Because Jazzy's a legend.
They never broke up.
They're still together.
They never broke up. That's all. They never broke up.
That's hard.
Never.
So Will is still with Jazzy.
No, Jazzy after Fresh Prince stills today.
But it's just that Will is just like a lot richer.
No. It's just.
Stop doing money.
Think about this. Y'all on a path. You understand what I'm saying? Again, okay, I'm going to walk this way. You can walk that way. But we still together. At the end of that road, you're going to still be there. We all down. Still
brothers,
today.
Man.
Today.
That's the best story you can have.
That's the thing I love about it. That's the thing that I love about it.
Because everybody hates each other. Everybody that's a group in general.
That's what I'm saying. That ain't the case. No one wanted to be the other person. Like, Jeff never wanted to be Will. Will never wanted to be Jeff. Period. Jeff was the magnificent. Will never wanted
to be honest.
Period.
Can I play like on Will Smith?
Absolutely.
Like,
go in.
Like, put me in there like a biopsy pick.
Biopsy.
I love it. We don't want to go biopsy pick.
Go We'll do it. They're asking us to rap.
I'm gonna get in shape at some point.
Let me tell you something.
So I can cosplay Will Smith.
I'm saying to you, anything is possible.
The first Prince
played Ali, so guess what? You can do it.
No, but I want to try to play the Will Smith.
Nobody can do it.
Yeah, but it turns out.
And the Philly Will Smith is first Prince.
I'm going like, that's what I want to play. I want to play the Will Smith before he got on.
The first Prince.
Oh, that's
the
first Prince.
First Prince.
So I want to play that nigga.
Let me tell you, you get an Oscar.
That's on.
I get an Oscar.
That's your leg, bro.
And I'm going to walk on the Rocky Steps.
No question.
I'm going to do all that.
No question.
Now, Charlie Mack.
Forget all that. If you make that commitment, I'm talking about me and Will gonna do that movie. Period.
No shiny suits and no heels. Come on, please.
He didn't wear shiny suits.
No shiny suits, Fred.
Will is not wearing no shiny suits. Lacoste Sportif.
Will is 6'3".
So, you telling me I can walk up the thing?
No, you just the cast short people.
Wait, no, yeah, so no, like Rocky.
No, because here's what I want to tell you, right? I'm like the closest thing to Will.
Let me go on record saying this, though.
Wait.
Let me go on record saying this.
Everything
that you've done thus far, you've been successful at it. Right or wrong?
I feel like I played
Will Smith.
Here we go. I feel like it's
that's the movie. Look, I'm casting it.
Nigga, call him Charlie. You call him Charlie Mack?
Absolutely.
I'm the cast. I'm telling you. I already see it.
And you, Jeff.
I'll be Jeff.
And you, Jeff. Magnificent.
Absolutely.
So me and you, Jeff.
Me and you.
That's me and Flat Top.
First Prince.
I can lose weight and everything.
You got to lose weight.
I'm going to lose a Flat Top. Flat Top.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna get light skin.
Oh, yeah, flat top too.
Jeff, flat top.
I'm gonna get light skin.
But he wore glasses.
There's no Cubans. It was Philly, nigga.
He wore glasses.
Charlie, do I have to get light skin? Huh? Do I have to get? Because you know, I'll stay in like.
Listen, we can do that. We can change. We can
get light skin.
We call it the film.
Y'all right.
And you gotta be Will Smith.
You and Tony.
Color correction. We can fix that. We make you light. We make you light as
well. And then I'm gonna stand on my knees. I'm gonna be short.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm gonna be honest.
Where we going? Is this the exit out, or is this cold out?
No, I'm just gonna.
Yeah, sometimes it's like that.
It's cold out. Thank you for Drink Champions. Thank you, Nori. Thank you, Alfred. The before.
I feel like I'm about
to do a
screen
test right now.
No, I can do that.
Do it right now,
the
screen test. I dare you.
That's not what's going to happen. Because you know why? I'm going to go in and focus. I'm going to focus.
Get in the camera. Shaheem Reed in the house. My brother.
I'm not going to lie. I got to take a piece.
Go, so we can take the flick of the top.
I don't know who went downstairs.
You've been listening to the Drink Champs podcast. Drink Champs is a weekly podcast created by DJ EFN and NORE and is produced by DJ EFN and NORE. Sound engineered by Hazardous Sounds. You can also watch us on Revolt TV every Thursday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, as well as online 6 days following the TV premiere of an episode. Schedule may vary depending on special releases or off weeks.
For everything Drink Champs, including Drink Champs merch, powered by 89 Clothing, log on to drinkchamps.com. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Drink Champs. Follow DJ EFN at Who's Crazy on Instagram, at DJ EFN on Facebook and Twitter, and follow Nori at The Real Noriega on Instagram, at Noriega on Twitter and Facebook. Look out for new podcasts coming out under our podcast network. Also, be sure to subscribe, rate, and comment on iTunes and everywhere else our podcast is available. We also post audio on SoundCloud and YouTube, so search us, find us, subscribe, like, and comment there as well. Thank you to our Drink Champs Army for continued support, and if you are new to the Army, thanks for joining the family.